You good? All right, I guess first off, let's talk about tonight's game. This is not an easy team to play against, but you guys hung in there for a good portion of the game.
Yeah, we started out great. I was happy with everything the first couple of periods. We kind of backed off in the third, and we just need to find a way to put together a full 60. And on top of that, our special teams have to be better. Our power play let us down tonight, and it kind of took momentum away from us in my eyes.
Absolutely. Another tough team that you guys played in this road trip have been the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. You've had some success there the two games you played, and you had a goal there on Wednesday night. How did that feel to get that?
Yeah, I guess just getting down here and kind of feeling out the competition, but Wilkes-Barre obviously at the top of the standings, and I thought we played them great, which I hope is kind of a testament moving forward, you know, that we can hang with anybody. We just need to make sure that we show up for a full 60 minutes.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about coming down. How's the transition been for you? I know it's not easy coming down when you've been up with the NHL squad for a while, but has your transition been okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of funny coming back to St. John's. I was here before at the start of everything, so a lot of familiar things for me. Obviously different, just little differences, but at the end of the day, still a game, still fun, and now just trying to do my best to help this team win.
Absolutely. While you were up with the Canadiens, you know, you had some really great performances up there. What have you really taken from your time that you spent up there in working to get back up there?
Yeah, it's a tough game. The NHL is, you know, it's tough. So I guess just trying to, for me coming down here and playing as much as I am is a difference that I'm actually getting adjusted to. So, but definitely, fun up there winning, and hopefully they can continue and we can continue to have success down here, and we'll see where it goes.
Absolutely. So looking ahead to tomorrow night, you're facing these guys again. What do you really think needs to happen in the next 24 hours?
We know how to play these guys. We just saw them. Back-to-backs are always tough in this league, and we just need to find a way to find our legs and to make sure that, like I said, we're focused and have a full 60 minutes. You can't win games playing two periods of hockey. So, and I'm sure we'll touch on our special teams in the morning and regroup, and those will be better tomorrow too.
The penalty kill, as you said, you're getting used to the extra minutes that you're getting down here, but you're playing with Joel Hanley, who, you know, he was up for a bit as well. Is that a little bit easier? You have some familiarity with Hanley.
Yeah, he's a great player and easy to play with, and I think, you know, whether it be here or up there, they're all great players. You know, they're the two best leagues over here, so it's hard to really miss with a D partner. So, but Hans has been great, easy to play with, good communicator. So happy to be paired with him.
Are you looking back forward to getting back to St. John's and getting reacquainted with the building and the fans, and I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I'm not used to these long road trips, so kind of flying out of the suitcase right now. So it'll be good to get back and regroup. But focused effort tomorrow, not over quite yet, but it'll be nice to get settled back in and kind of get on normal ground.
That's great.